Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 317 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Alex.
Hey, Pat. It's Alex from CowboyBillyTime.com. We are two music teachers, and we sell a DVD that teaches young kids how to play the guitar. First off, thanks for all the great content you share with all of us. I'm really getting a lot of great information from you, so thanks so much for that. My question is, we're struggling to break even at this point. We have some traffic, but I think our homepage on our website might not be helping us get sales. And I'm wondering if you can offer some good tips on how we might tweak our homepage or just homepages in general to get more sales. So that's my question. Thanks again for all the great stuff on the podcast. And we are looking forward to your book in 2015.
Alex, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And seriously, when I got to your homepage and I watched the video, I thought you were Chase Reeves from Fizzle.co. So for those of you who know Chase, go ahead and go to www.cowboybillytime.com. Check it out. I thought you were Chase for a second, but Chase is awesome, and so are you. I love what you're doing here, teaching kids how to play guitar. But I'm going to help you out because I could see why the homepage could, you know, is maybe struggling a little bit to make sales. And if you're at break even point right now or close to it, then I'm almost going to guarantee that by the time you implement these changes that I'm going to mention, you're going to see an increase in sales. And so let's go over a few things here. First of all, I noticed when I typed in CowboyBillyTime.com in my URL bar here on Chrome, it denied access to me, and it wasn't until I put www.cowboybillytime.com that it actually gave me access. So something's going up there. You need to redirect the non www to the www one. So you might not even know this, but go to cowboybillytime.com, Alex. And you'll see it actually says you've been denied, your country does not have access, which is obviously if somebody goes there, then that's not going to work out very well for them and for you. Secondly, the first thing I look at when somebody's trying to sell something is where are the buy buttons and how far up the page are they? How many times are they shared? And I believe you'd be able to massively increase the sales by just focusing on where the purchase buttons are. The only one I saw was in the right-hand sidebar. But it looks like the one that comes from PayPal. That could be changed. And, you know, that one kind of looks generic, and I'm putting that in air quotes because, you know, people are used to seeing that, and it almost cheapens the site a little bit when it's this, like, orangey buy now one. You know, you might actually do a little bit of, more with a more customized buy now button or something like that there. But the buttons I'm most concerned about are the one underneath the video that says add to cart. That you can hardly even see that one. And then I scroll down a little bit more, and then it says add to cart again. It's just a really small, I mean, it's smaller font than the rest of the font on the page. It's just a simple button that says add to cart. And, I think it should say buy now. It should always say buy now. Now, and it should be bigger and bolder and centered and have arrows pointing to it. You know, that, you know, if this is exciting to people, you want it to be completely obvious where to click. And it's such a small button that you know, it's very difficult to locate. I'm happy that your site is somewhat mobile friendly in terms of it shrinking down, because a lot of people are probably coming from mobile to this page, but it could be mobile optimized as well. That often helps with a lot of people's conversions, because sometimes the experience on the phone or the tablet isn't as good. So that could actually be improved, because the videos actually don't respond like they do on most mobile responsive sites or mobile friendly sites. The videos I noticed are great. I watched the first one up there at the top, and it's really cool. I think you can actually have that video. Couple things about that video. One, because it's just a YouTube video embed, and it even says YouTube on the lower right hand corner. You know, people can click on that and get away from your page. You don't want that to happen. So I would actually embed this video on somewhere else, a host somewhere, and have it served here. And yes, you wouldn't be getting views counted onto YouTube, but YouTube is a completely separate thing. You're going to have people coming from YouTube, and you want people to land on this page, but you don't want people to land on this page and then go back to YouTube. So hosting on a site like Wistia.com or Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, which is probably cheaper, at least for the start here, would help you out dramatically in terms of just what people are doing when they come on this page. You give people less options as far as the you know, watching later or the settings and the, you know, it just makes it much cleaner in terms of the viewing experience when people watch that. I'm glad there was a video there, though. I was really hoping there was, because I wanted to see kind of what these lessons look like. Now, the thing is, the video is a minute and a half long, which is a great length, but it's just you talking the whole time. It's great to see you there. You have the hat and the colorful scarf and the guitar, and you're playing. That's great. But you could also put some B-roll on top of that of kids actually playing guitar, so that their parents can visualize what their kids are doing and how happy they are and how they're actually strumming the guitar. You can keep continue talking with the same thing, but you can show that B-roll and that background roll of you teaching kids, or some of the lessons, for example, too, which I see I believe at the bottom. There's some lessons at the bottom of the page, but that should be in there in that one video too, because you want people to watch that video, get really excited, and then find that really clear, easy call to action, which is that add to cart button. Now, again, that add to cart button should say buy now, because that seems like the only thing that you have on the page to sell right now. So adding to cart is kind of, you know, adding an extra step in there that that they don't necessarily need. So those are just a couple of the quick big things that I see. Now, I also have to comment about the font. For some reason, I mean, it's just kind of not, you know, best practice to use Comic Sans, which I understand for the kids' purposes. I mean, it looks playful, and there's a lot of colors on the fonts as well. A lot of the stuff is underlined. I want to click on the things that are underlined. That's sort of what people are have been trained to do when something is underlined, and everything that is underlined here is not clickable. Except the checkout page, which is good, but here we go again. I actually just accidentally clicked the checkout button, which was a link in the middle of one of the paragraphs, and it took me to the You Are Banned page again. So this is actually www.cowboybillytime.com/cart. And that, for whatever reason, says I'm banned. It says you are banned, your country is banned. So something's going on here. You got to get this fixed, because this is obviously ruining the experience that your audience has. But again, keep the text all black except for the links that you want people to click on. I understand that, you know, you are highlighting Cowboy Billy and highlighting the words kids and things like that. I get that, but you got to go with what people are trained to do online, and that is click on the colored stuff and underline stuff, which is cool. I like how you see you have the as seen on sort of top mommy blogs and Daddy Librium. I mean, I think that's really cool for social proof. Now, the big final thing here that I wanted to say for the end that I'm sure a lot of people are thinking of is, what about access to a portal where they can get the training online now? A lot of people are trying to still sell these DVDs online, and not as many people have DVD players. I imagine that a lot of people are not buying because it's a DVD, and also not buying because they can't get it instantly. They'd have to wait for it. And that's one of the benefits of having your content online. So getting a membership platform up there, for example, to house that content in those videos, it's going to actually make it probably a lot cheaper for you too, because then you don't have to ship them out anymore. Although I can understand maybe giving people the option to have the DVD version as well, or maybe just to send them the cord book and stuff. I think that's really important. But you can also have that be printable as well. The last thing, sorry, the other one was the second to the last thing, which is a big one. You know, you just have the DVD, but what about access online? That's really important. That's going to open up a whole new wave of people who have who don't have DVD players who can watch this. And also, this big image of the DVD here on the in the middle of the page, it says, you know, it's nice and colorful, Cowboy Billy Time. I want to click on that. I was clicking on that. I was like, please take me to the sales page. Anytime you have a product on your sales page, especially, you know, if it's in a blog post, for example, and you're talking about this product, just have that be clickable. Have that image of that product you're selling be clickable. I do that every time I mention something on Amazon and I show an image of it. That image is my Amazon affiliate link. And the same thing should be done for your own products as well. So, Alex, that's a lot of information, but hopefully that helps you with your homepage. And again, everybody out there, go to www.cowboybillytime.com and you can see what it's like now. If you're watching this in the future, maybe it'll be a little bit different. Another thing I would recommend doing for the homepage is getting involved with something like CrazyEgg.com. CrazyEgg.com is a great resource for anybody out there who wants to see where on your page people are clicking. It'll give you heat maps on what parts of the page people are looking at the most, which ones are cold and things that are not being used. It'll help you clean up the page as well, and it'll help you understand what's being used the most so you can feature those things even more. So again, that's CrazyEgg.com. So Alex, again, thank you for having your question featured here on the show. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way, and I wish you all the best of luck, and I love what you're doing here. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote, as I leave you today, is from Zig Ziglar. He says, "Stop selling, start helping." And in terms of a homepage, make it easier for people to buy. Help them out. You know what I'm saying? All right. Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.